One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 38 plus years now, I've been knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But straight up, you can always tweet me if you want. Of course, the not average Pedro thing. I think we got to get rid of. Do we have to get rid of Twitter? Is it time to dump? You know, I hate Elon Musk. I'm going off here, but Elon Musk and me, we don't get along. So the bottom line is, we may have to go back to that Threads thing. The thing, there's something called Threads now that's taking over for Twitter. So the bottom line is, can somebody tip me on that one? Maybe send me some not average Pedro at Twitter. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, last week's fight here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, Devin Haney pitched a shutout over Regis Progress. I thought that Regis would at least do something. He did nothing. I mean, if this was a porn movie, he would be beyond impotent. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how bad it was. He didn't win a minute. Not a minute of a round. In the first few rounds, he would throw jabs 0 for 19, 0 for 20, 0 for 19, 0 for 20, 1 for 21. I mean, what the duck was this guy thinking? Bottom line is, he had no game plan. He is a B-level fighter. I don't know how he rose to the levels in which he did, but the bottom line is, last week, Devin Haney basically boxed basics, ABCs, and guess what? He beat Progress 120-107. That's a shutout plus an extra point for a knockdown. Bottom line is, Regis Progress should be arrested for impersonating a professional boxer and a WBC champion. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Now, during Staples holla-deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla-deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Bringing us back there, the late, great Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Guess what? I'm calling out Jake Paul. That's right. Old as I am, Social Security, all that kind of good stuff. Look, guess what? Jake Paul beat somebody last night in the first round. I think I could last longer than one round with Jake Paul. Now, Jake Paul, of course, I think is great for boxing. Why do I say that? Because everybody underneath him gets paid. In other words, he may be a circus attraction or, that's a good way to put it, a circus attraction. He may be all that and more, but he's not a real fighter. I mean, I just have to put it to you like this. I mean, I've watched him. He does things mechanically well, but he doesn't do anything in a superior manner that would make him a world-class fighter. That's just the way I put it. But he was a winner last night. He beat some guy by the name of Socrates. No, that's Socrates Palma. Sox next. Andre August, who he beat. Andre came in at 10-1. How did Andre get to 10-1, losing to Jake Paul in one round? Anyway, 10-2 now, one draw and 5 KO scores the first round at the Caribbean Royal Hotel in Orlando, Florida. That was on, I think, DAZN pay-per-view in a grudge match, a semi-feature there. Of course, the WBC World WBA female super middleweight titles on the line. Former undisputed champ Franchon Cruz DeZerm 9-2 with 2 KOs. There we go again. Having women box with these big ass gloves on, 9-2, 2 KOs. I mean, imagine how exciting she might have been with 9-2 and maybe 6 KOs or 7 KOs. I mean, 9-2, 2 KOs. Who did she knock out? Paper bags? Anyway, bottom line is she took a 10-round nod over a previously unbeaten Shadesa Green. Green now 13-1, 11 KOs. Green could punch, but he couldn't connect last night. Of course, Durzin was an 8-1 underdog, of course, from the big punching girl, Shadesa Green, 13-1, 11 KOs. Now, Shadesa Green is probably somebody that would scare me to death, but the bottom line is Jake Paul doesn't. Straight up, let's go by the Ring Talk phone lines and take it to, where are we going? Let's go to the Bronx and bring in the Bronx bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD. And how are you today, Super Dad?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. Spent some time with the Godfather this week. Went down and spent some time with Larry Merchant on Wednesday. That was an event without a doubt. The Godmom was in total chill mode, but the Godfather, he and I went out. We went out to lunch, and I got to say this. We went out to lunch, and we went to this place, and I was moaning about it earlier because I've never seen clamshells before in clam chowder. Am I missing something? Is that something they do in high-end restaurants or what?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, I mean, exactly. So there were two
chowders.
Yeah, so there were two big. There were two shells in there, and they were both like cracked open, right? Two shells, like four shells, and two. Anyway, bottom line is, I was tripping. I said to myself, "It was a little tiny, small bowl kind of chowder." Larry's thinking nothing of it. Larry's beating the shells around in the bowl, this and that. I said, "What's going on?" Anyway, couldn't figure that one out. So we're walking home back to his house, and I won't say where he lives. But the bottom line is, we're walking back to where he lives, and he says to me, "See that place over there?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "That's the best pizza in the world." I said, "The best pizza in the world? And you took me to this place where they have clam shells and the actual clam chowder they charge $14 for?" I couldn't believe you paid $14 for that, Godfather. He said, $14 is nothing on where we're at. Because he was in L.A., but he's doing fine. Of course, he turns 93 February the 11th, the day, of course, Tyson and Douglas.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget, he was over there. I got him on the phone just a little while afterwards, and he was, like, all freaked out. I mean, he was tripping. Larry was tripping. After Tyson got beat, Larry was tripping. Because let's be honest, the most significant thing that ever happened on HBO was when Jim Lampley said this: Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
That's probably wow. I never thought about it like that. But yes, it was definitely in the cable era the most important night in the history of boxing.
Yeah, all right. Let's get Jake HBO. Paul. Let's get Jake Paul out of the way. 815 KO's listening. Are you next?
I hope so, because you know I could definitely use the payday, number one. You know, Catholic school ain't cheap, and let's go. You know, I could definitely make cruiserweight.
it's hysterical. 2 minutes and 32 seconds. And the way the fight news put it here, Paul connected with a vicious uppercut that laid August flat out on his back. Time was 2:32. So props to Fight News. Fight News realizes this guy's good for boxing. I mean, he's not a good boxer per se, but he is good for boxing because people underneath him are getting paid. I mean, look at Amanda Serrano. She's made a lot of money because she was on his back just like once or twice, remember?
Absolutely. He helped make her a millionaire, or at least million-dollar paydays.
Exactly.
And you have to admit, he has a following. You know, there's kids, you know, young men in that demographic, you know, 14 to 22, whatever, that follow this guy. He's got him and his brother, millions of followers, and they're going to tune in to whatever he does.
I'd beat that ass.
The dart championship.
You know, and I beat that ass. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I look at him just the way, probably at 190 pounds, I'd probably still kick the spit out of him. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, he's got flaws, and I would attack those flaws. See, these are the guys that are fighting him, this and that. Most of the guys can't fight a lick, or they're MMA guys, or, you know, what he had to fight with, was it Nate Diaz that he fought with? Was it Nate?
Yeah, Nate Diaz.
Do you know how much money they made on that fight? Somebody told me, somebody close to Nate, I think. Anyway, somebody told me he made $8 million off that one. I'm talking about Diaz, $8 million. Holy cow. I mean, Dana White must be pocketing more money than we could ever imagine.
It's the biggest payday I'm sure he's made. Even if he was reincarnated twice, I don't think he'd make that money, you know, as he did in one night, if he went back to the UFC. Listen, there's a market for it. You know, that's all you can say. You can't hate, you know, participate.
No, I'm not going to hate, but I'm going to put it to you like this. Jake Paul is lucky. Mm-hmm. Jake Paul is damn lucky he wasn't around in my time, because I'd be calling him out. I'd have the radio platform. I'd be calling him out. That's just the way it is. I mean, I'll give you how much money? 30 pounds? Take it. I'm saying gain a few pounds. Give him 30 pounds. I don't care anyway. I'm not trying to say he could lick a staff if you wet his tongue, but you've got to wet his tongue twice. You got that, right?
Keep the sponge in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about Devin Haney. We'll hear from him in our next segment. Let's talk about Devin Haney, of course, last week pitching a shutout over Rage's Progress. You and I both thought, and I got ripped on at the marijuana sesh this week, because they said that, hey, Pedro, you picked marijuana sessions like a flea market here in San Francisco we have for cannabis users. Anyway, bottom line is, so I'm at the sesh, and the brothers are getting on me. Pedro, you picked Progress. No, I didn't pick Progress. What I said was, I think that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. And if Progress can impose his size advantage, I think he can, you know, possibly out-muscle and out-beat Devin Haney, but he never threw a punch. He never landed a punch with bad intentions. He never threw one. It was like he fought mentally handcuffed.
And he was the smaller guy, too, which was mind-boggling. Devin Haney blew up to 165 pounds that night. He filled out more than I think I've ever seen a junior welterweight.
Yeah, but 165 pounds and he still can't punch.
Well, he did drop him, man. He looked strong.
Oh, that wasn't like a Tommy Hearns type of shot.
No. But, you know, speed is power, right? There is an element of speed when it comes to landing a significant blow, and he just couldn't see the hand speed. I mean, his feet were stuck in cement.
Here's what's up. He didn't try to impose his will. Listen, I've been in with guys that are far more talented than I am. Okay, I just had superior skills and were taller and bigger this way. I found a way to impose my will. Okay, you have to be able, whether you're stepping on a guy's foot, whether you're elbowing him, whether you hit him with a forearm or something like, I'm sorry, this and that, referees, it's over. You've done what you needed to do. What I'm trying to tell you is that I just don't, Rage's progress, he didn't, when you go 0-for-19 in jabs and you realize you're only taking one step, maybe you should take 2 steps. This is boxing 101, and he flunked it miserably.
Yeah, look, I can't disagree with anything you said. The problem is, if anyone's going to box and try to be cute against Devin Haney, you're going to lose. You have to rough him up. You have to, like you said, impose your physical will. But I would say by the third or fourth round, he took Prograis's heart. He was a defeated guy. You could have turned your TV off after the second, third round. He was also getting tagged, and that takes a little bit of your bravado when you've got hands coming back at your face. Devin Haney really fought. He may never fight as brilliantly ever again. That was a special night for him. And one that he needed, in my opinion, because he needed to legitimize himself. Because a lot of people thought he lost the Lomachenko fight. And then, of course, beating Kambosos, who's not a great fighter. He needed that type of performance.
All right, but he was 165 pounds. You just told me that. This was up. Mm-hmm. That should be against the law. I fought a junior welterweight, okay? I couldn't imagine when I fought in the Nationals in the Golden Gloves and at 147 pounds took on Ernie Chavez, I weighed 141 at weigh-in, he weighed 147. 3 days later, he was 164. He hit me so hard, I don't want to steal a line from Muhammad Ali, but my kinfolks in Puerto Rico and Norway were shaking. That's how hard that dude hit me.
It's big advantage. I think if going forward and Devin Haney fights, in these big fights, there's going to probably be some sort of rehydration clause, to try to handicap him, because that was a huge advantage, And like you said, he wasn't able to stop Prograis, but, he really gave him a licking. It was the type of performance that it wasn't like you were left saying, damn, I wish Devin would have done more. No, I thought, he did what he needed to do. He was he outskilled him, he outwilled him, and, just whitewashed him. I gave Prograis the last round just for not quitting, because his corner was imploring him to quit.
But you can't do that if you're judging boxing. And you gave him that last round because he didn't quit. You got to give him a round because he won. Here's what's up. At the end of the day, people are going to look back and say boxing's PhD gave him a welfare round.
It's like an SAT. You get points just for getting your name right? So that's what it was. I felt sorry for the guy.
All right, we're going to go to a break here. Daniel's back in spot. Of course, he's got the mailman ringing the bell and the whole nine yards here at the Sports Bar. Daniel answers the door. He produces the show. He does everything here. Daniel's great. Straight up Daniel Ogden, my man. VP, no doubt about that. We got to make him the vice president. Darren, are you listening? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I know a place.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew that if I went in there and stuck to the game plan and I was in there disciplined, and it would work out. But like I said, I knew that I was levels above him, and these guys, I'm levels above them, but, you know, I was killing myself to make 135 so much. So, you know, I would get into a fight. I would go into the fight, and I would be, you know, depleted. I wouldn't be my best self. So now, you know, I'm able to go in there and be the real Devin Haney.
Devin Garcia with Fight Hype. You know, obviously there was a lot of build up for this fight. There was, you know, a lot of talk on both sides. But after, like you said, you know, you anticipated Regis coming up to you and your victory. What were some of those words that he shared with you? What are some of the things you guys exchanged in that ring after the fight?
Now he told me that I was like super fast and super sharp. And that was it. But I want to talk to Regis. I want to, you know, tell him. I told him thank you for the opportunity, and you know, giving me a shot at the title.
For sure. Just one follow up question. Immediately after the fight, champ, Ryan got on Twitter. He talked about potentially fighting you. What are your thoughts if you stay at 140 and potentially fighting Ryan Garcia?
I think that's a possibility. That's a mega fight. You know, I've been calling out Ryan for years now, so it's good to hear that, you know, he finally won a fight. It sucks that it came after, you know, he took an L, but it was only a matter of time. But now he finally want to, you know, call me out. But at the end of the day, it's still a big fight, and like I said, I'm willing to make the best fights, biggest fights happen.
So calling you, did he call you out, or is he calling for clout? Because he got your number.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Huh? Yeah, nah. I mean,
you know what I mean? Why are you talking to them? You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I seen Ryan like right before I went into training camp. He didn't say nothing about fighting me. So, no. I literally was shopping in LA, and we ran into each other at the store. He didn't say nothing about fighting.
Ryan Garcia, of course, talks a good game on Twitter or whatever you want to call it, X. Bottom line is Ryan Garcia, of course, a piece of work. Beating Omar Duarte a fortnight ago, people say to me, oh, he looked impressive, this and that. Listen, the guy was smaller, the guy was slower, the guy was game, but that was about it. He was game. When you have a guy that's 140 pounds and has the physical attributes of Ryan Garcia, plus he was turning his what was up with that, Socrates? Why was he turning his body to his opponent, and the poor guy kept hitting him on the back of the head, and the referee kept clowning the opponent when it wasn't the opponent? It was the guy, Ryan Garcia, turning around.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was some version of the Philly shell. It looked more like the California clam. You know, it was just crazy. I mean, it's almost like a fighter that's having an identity crisis, you know? And that happens, I guess, when you run through different trainers. You know, Ryan Garcia is, like, he has natural attributes. He's tall. He's fast. He should be utilizing those gifts, you know, instead of trying to do something that, I mean, you can't learn overnight. And he's lucky he did it against Duarte, who should have taken advantage of it, you know, and just been more aggressive. They were, he,
But he couldn't be more. No, no, no. Sock, I hate to interrupt you, man. The referee, Mr. Green, was like, he handcuffed that young man. Handcuff is putting it mildly. I mean, every time Ryan would turn to his side, he'd get, oh, no, he warned him this and that. I've never seen a referee more involved in a boxing match in the past 35 or 40 years. I can't remember a guy more involved.
And the ridiculousness was Ryan basically saying before the fight that, oh, they're setting him up to lose. Come on, man. There's no way that, you know, that the establishment wanted Ryan Garcia to lose that night. And the referee was on hand, you know, to make sure that, you know, it didn't happen. Not to say that was the tell-all, but it would have definitely made a difference if they would have just let Duarte do his thing, you know, not handcuff him, like you said.
Okay, let's be honest. Anybody at 6'1" and weighs 122 pounds in boxes, good Lord, that you said it should be illegal.
I think so. The Mexicano that beat Robeson, yeah, that was
Rafael El Delfino Espinoza, now 22-0, 18 KOs, dethroned WBO featherweight champion Robeson Ramirez, of course, of Puerto Rico, 13-1, 8 KOs by a 12-round majority decision. He's 6'1". He was in control until Ramirez dropped him at the end of round 5. Ramirez continued to rock him for 7 rounds, of course. Espinoza came back down the stretch, dropped him in round 12. It was a dramatic fight. Larry Merchant, I mean, you didn't need, put it this way, Larry was up for it, but the bottom line is you didn't need Viagra to watch that one. But the Haney progress fight, it required some boxing Viagra.
Yeah, and the sad part about it, the fights were happening simultaneously, and it just sucks when that happens. You know, you're splitting the boxing audience. That is a candidate for fight of the year, and it's a shame that it happened simultaneously against a much bigger fight in terms of the name of Devin Haney, but that was a phenomenal fight. And if you look at the box rec, I mean, he really didn't. You didn't see this coming because there was no one of that ilk of Robeson on his resume, and he just outwilled him and a really good fight. I'm assuming they're going to do it again.
You know what? It was fun to watch. All right, let's talk about the pay-per-view numbers. What are they? Do you know? Any idea what the numbers are?
I've seen various reports. I saw someone on Twitter post 65,000 was the number, as per our mutual friend Rick Glazer. He stated that, and the number is low, but in the world that we live in, what's the barometer, right? The world of, you know, pirate streaming and people looking through the fence.
I'm looking at a pirate right now. I've got a picture on a screen in front of me. I'm not talking about the guy in the other room, okay? But the bottom line is there are pirates all over the place. And if they keep screwing people and trying to put this crap on TV and make them put $80 a pop, the numbers are going to get less and less and less. But you know what? A lot of people saw that fight last week. A lot of people didn't pay for it. You know what? And I never say that people should steal or that people should anything like that. But I'm telling you, the binoculars, watching it through somebody else's window, nothing against that.
Hey, binoculars or telescopes, as most pirates use, hey, they come in handy.
Yeah, Daniel the pirate. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, when you're hurting, Daniel comes through with the links. I'm just telling you.
He is the plug.
What?
He's the plug.
He is without a doubt. So here's what's up. So all these companies are listening to this show, this and that. Come down and grab Daniel. Will be led out of here next week in handcuffs. Okay, we'll be led out of here in handcuffs next week. They had a big picture on the front page of the SF Chronicle. Pay-per-view stealer. Pay-per-view thief. This is him.
Oh, boy.
The man. The pirate. Anyway, 65,000 homes. I'm surprised they got that. And, you know, I was thinking, I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I thought they would do 100,000 homes across the country somehow. But without doing those kind of homes and with no international flair to it, I mean, because there was no big name from another country where you could sell TV rights to that country or something like that, this was a dud.
Yeah. Yeah, but it did a good house gate, right?
The whole thing sort of is a little funny because the Chase Center sold out, but yet there were tickets available. There were guys outside selling tickets. People were calling me, say, you want to go to the fights? And I said, I got to work that night. But the bottom line is there were tickets available. As far as being sold out is concerned, I didn't think tickets were that tight. But I got to give them props. The top-ranked machine didn't do anything here in town as far as PR was concerned, and they got that great house, so more power to them.
Yeah. You know, look, I think we saw – now, we at least I think the problem with a performance like Devin's was last week, you don't want to overrate him because was it a product of his opponent? You know, like he was like the perfect style to make Devin look like, you know, the next coming of Sugar Ray Leonard.
No. You know what? You know, you're holding – he was a bum. He fought like a bum. No. I've never seen a world-class fighter.
Like a bum.
I've never seen a world-class fighter look that bad. Tell me when's the last time a so-called world champion has looked that inept or impotent. You couldn't give him 1,000 milligrams of Viagra to get him up.
It had been a long time since it's such a dominating one. Well, Errol Spence and Crawford, you know, but – that's probably the last
but
time.
Earl Spence was in, you know, he was damaged goods going in, bro. I mean, come on. Hey, listen, had Earl Spence suffered that injury in boxing that he suffered in that car accident, do you think it would ever allow him to box again? No. Probably not.
No.
Probably.
No.
If he was laying in a bed from boxing, looking the way he was laying in that bed from the car accident, no way, no how. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. Boxing PhD Socrates Palmer. The 23rd, of course, boxing's going down, of course, in the Saudi Arabia and the desert, of course, the two heavyweight title fights. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Can you stick around a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take some more of Socrates after the break, but the bottom line is the 23rd, of course. I think I'm going to drive down to L.A. and watch this fight with Larry Merchant. I'm feeling really good about that. Of course, the Godfather going to be 93 years old February 11th. Man, what can I say? He was so sharp the other day. It was unbelievable, except for the fact he took me to a restaurant that had bunk clamp chowder. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Place where people rang through. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe and I like the company. It's a wonderful way.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com.
With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100, calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
The wire-haired wonder. Of course, he had a card on DonKing.com a couple of weeks ago, and like a month before that, he has something on some type of pay-per-view. So the wire-haired wonder is off and running. Not really. He's got Christy Martin running the show. Christy Martin is director of boxing. Now, no knock on Christy. She was a fine female boxer at one point in time, but I wouldn't want her running Don King Productions if I was Don King. But Don likes her, so I guess it's sort of like the way it is, loyalty. Speaking of loyalty, wow. Elvis Grant Phillips, he's a guy that he managed different guys along the way as far as champions were concerned, of course, and he also came up with the gloves, the Grant gloves, and that kind of good stuff. But he was a guy that was a manager, and he and I shared a hotel room for like about 45 minutes, and that was in Tucson, Arizona, because he was using Nair. That's what it was, Nair, okay? Now, check this out. I walked into this hotel room, you know, sharing a room with this guy, and I smell this funky smell, and I can't understand what this smell is, this and that, right? So he tells me, I'm using Nair. He's got Nair all over his body. I'm saying to myself, this ain't going to work for me. So I went to Huff and Stan Hoffman and said to me, either you get me another room, or I'm going back on the plane, I'm getting out of here. Of course, we were down there for, I think, for a WBC light heavyweight title fight. But the bottom line is Hoffman got me another room. James, Mr. Phillips, Elvis Grant Phillips, of course, he is a character without a doubt. But evidently he spit in the face of boxing promoter Samson Lukowicz at the WBA convention in Orlando, Florida. And he had to be kept apart after a huge argument erupted with ring legend Bernard Hopkins and WBA president Gilberto Mendoza getting involved. So the bottom line is, I guess they were, Lukowicz has since filed battery charges with the Orange County Sheriff's Department over the incident, issued a statement that said that Zarafa himself was not involved in the altercation. Okay, bottom line is trouble going down at the WBA convention. People fighting in boxing, no surprise there.
No, not at all. And, I mean, Samson, look, what, to spit in somebody's face?
Sam, listen, here's what's up. You can do anything you want with me, but you spit in my face and you got some problems, okay? Some guy's last name was Richard Duran. He came from San Bruno Avenue in the city, by the way. He used to throw parties at his house, and I was bouncing at a party in at 275 Coward Street here in the city, like in the late 80s. And he came up and he said, "Let me in." I said, "Well, you've been drinking, man. You've been drinking a little bit too much. I don't think I want you in here." And he had a bottle in his hand, so he spit in my face. He woke up three blocks later at the Sports Center bowling alley, didn't know what happened to him. But the bottom line is, you spit in my face, we got a problem.
Bro, I think there's no lower form of disrespect. I mean, I'd rather you take a swing at me than spit at me. You crazy?
But if you spit at me, I would take a swing at you. That would be my left cross would be coming straight at you.
As it should. Listen, that's disappointing. I mean, if two adults, you know, Samson Lukowicz, me personally, I've never had an issue with him. But I've never dealt business-wise with him. And I know people that – I've had people tell me if I get away with offing somebody, getting away with it, it would be him. But Elvis is a lot younger than Samson. And, you know, Samson, I think, just had cancer a couple of years ago. I mean, come on. Pick on somebody else. That's a sucker move. You know, I mean, I wasn't there. But, you know, to spit in somebody's face, that's – you're a chump.
But here's what's up. He's always been a phony dude. Grant Phillips is always, he's the phoniest dude I've ever met, and one of the phoniest dudes I've ever met in my entire life. Suleiman loved him, okay? And Suleiman knew I didn't like him, and he wouldn't put us in the same room together sometimes. In other words, like Jose was having something going on, and so he was like trying to make sure that me and Elvis weren't in the same rooms together, because I didn't dig him, man, at all. I just didn't dig him. I thought, so you can be pompous, you can be confident, you can be even somewhat arrogant to an extent, but he took it, everything like that, he took it to another level. You know, and as I said, I wanted to smack him down there a couple of times in Vegas, but, you know, you can't smack everybody. I mean, if I smacked everybody I wanted to smack, I'd be in jail.
I think sometimes when guys hang around fighters and athletes, they build a false sense of toughness. Elvis is not tough. He's like what back in the day people would call like a jock sniffer. You know, he's always around, and maybe in his brain he got it twisted that he's some tough guy. I've heard stories about him, you know, but I think we're spending too much time with a chump.
Okay, here's what's up. David Morrell's going tonight. He has a guy named Senya Agapoko. And that's Agapoko. Bottom line is WBA super middleweight title on the line. Is he the unknown commodity? I think he's like, we don't know really how good he is, do we?
We don't, but from what, if you know, as far as the eye test, when you see him in action, he's very fluid. He's got all the skills you would desire in a fight. He's 6'1", very fast hands, could crack. But like you said, he hasn't had that chance to fight a dangerous fight, a fight that you think, man, he's a 50-50. He's gonna light up Agbeko. I can't see Agbeko, you know, standing at the end of the sixth or seventh round.
Oh, okay. But bottom line is, he looks like he's the formidable guy. I mean, without a doubt, he looks like the guy at 168 can challenge Benavidez. I mean, that's going to be the. I think that's going to be the ultimate match. I don't think Canelo's part of that ultimate trio anymore. Do you? Money wise,
yes. And he's still look, and you know, until he's beaten at 68, you can't discredit him completely. But these two guys, like you mentioned, Benavidez and Morrell, are two young lions. You know, they're and Canelo's definitely on the way out.
But Canelo's had 24 rounds of sparring after the 12 round loss to Bivol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, John. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your skirt this and that, but I think you could have landed a few more blows than John Ryder, and of course, I think he would have been a little bit more assertive than Mr. Charlo was. And Mr. Charlo, I mean, he never threw a punch with bad intentions on him. What's up with these guys getting in these major fights, these pay per view fights, and not throwing?
They make a business decision. You know, that's all it is. You know, the money is good. And it's like, you know what? They're skillful enough and smart enough to last the 12 rounds and not get hurt and live to fight another day if they want to. You know,
okay.
That moniker of Dare to be Great is played out.
Yeah. Okay. DAZN's going tonight with Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez taking on Sonny Edwards for the IBF and WBO 112 pound titles. Is this a fight people want to watch?
I think it's a very good fight. Bam Bam is must watch TV. Edwards comes from across the pond, so it should be a good fight. But I'm picking Bam Bam.
Another limited opponent star. Coming from across the pond, just taking a long ride to lose.
It's possible.
You know, I've known like more guys that have been around the boxing world as losers. I mean, opponents. I was talking with Scott Romer, who's a big wrestling photographer, probably one of the biggest wrestling photographers in wrestling history. And he had two professional fights where Fred Burns took him in the fights and had him be the opponent. He lost two fights. But the bottom line is, you opponents are weird. I was talking the other day about somebody in Hank Kaplan's name came up, the late boxing historian. He died 16 years ago this week. And he used to tell me all the different stories about opponents, this and that. In fact, if you look at the world of boxing, sometimes the opponents are far more colorful than the actual stars.
Somebody like Tex Cobb, right? Randall, the guy that fought Larry Holmes, and then he did some movies and stuff. Yeah.
Howard Cosell.
Chuck Wepner.
Cosell retired after that. Wepner was a classic example. Wepner, of course, I tried to get him to dog Sylvester Stallone. He wouldn't do it. I said, come on, man. The guy denied you money like for 20 years. Stallone didn't give him any money till about 10 or 15 years ago. Okay? So for all that period of his life, he was broke because of the fact Stallone wasn't giving him any money. So when I asked Stallone, you know me, when I asked Stallone down there in Vegas, hey, man, what's up with Chuck Wepner? How come Chuck Wepner's not getting paid? Oh, we're working on that. Yeah. Stallone didn't like that one.
Really, yeah. Working on it. A guy who's worth how many million? You're just going to just write him a check?
Evidently, he did write him a check eventually. And Chuck Wepner, of course, said he read for the Rocky III movie and that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, having spent some time around Stallone, I interviewed him one time. I don't know where the video is. But the bottom line is, I didn't like him. I just, you know, I mean, a lot of people you want to gravitate towards. He's one star that I wouldn't want to gravitate towards.
Did he just come off like arrogant or
no? Just like you know, yeah. It just didn't come off right. And the chick, there was a chick. I had a female photographer that night. She was the most beautiful girl in the entire. Like she was a stunner. She was a stone cold stunner. And I think he was more interested in her cleavage than anything else. I just got him being real.
Sounds like Sly.
I'm being real. Yeah. Listen, I thought that I used this girl. She worked at Caesar's Palace in the drugstore, the gift shop, this and that. But I used a camera person because her cleavage got us in places you wouldn't believe.
That will open the door better than the master key.
I'm serious, man. I mean, because we had a little telephone type of camera. And we would slip in or a video camera. She was really cool about it. And of course, me and her got into a little beef after the Stallone incident. She got a few drinks, but at the end of the night, Stallone was a bit of a turd. Now, Sonny Edwards going to go tonight, of course, with Bam Bam Rodriguez. Morrell's going to go with Senia Agapoco. That's on Showtime. Showtime's going to show the last week's fight as well. Of course, the Devin Haney Progress debacle, right?
I don't think so because it's on the zone. I think that was the zone, but tonight's the last broadcast of Showtime.
Okay, so this is I stand corrected then. This is Showtime's last broadcast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The end of an era, 32 years. You know, I feel bad for a lot of the people that are losing their jobs, you know, but apparently they're going to be carried over with the Amazon deal and PBC. But
Larry Merchant saw that coming. Larry told me like about a year and a half ago, somebody's got to hook up with Amazon, and I didn't ever remember it. It just like went right past me. And of course, he said to me this week, "I told you," and I said, "Yeah." And the fact that he's 92 years old, 92.9 years old, and he remembers telling me something a couple of years ago—that
is awesome. I hope he's around for another 90 more.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go. We've held you a long time. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take an early break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Sock, have a good week. And I hope that the young lady enjoys her little toothbrush.
Yes, absolutely. She's blinding me with her smile.
Good enough. Thank you, brother. God bless you. As I said, you've hit the lottery 10 times. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, Uncle Pedro. Thank you so much.
All the best to you, my brother. You are tuned to Ring.
Peace.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I want to mention the fact that Kobe Covington is going to be fighting tonight for the UFC. Now, I'm not a Kobe Covington fan whatsoever. I think he's a miserable, despicable piece of you-know-what. But the bottom line is he is fighting on TV tonight. And if you get a chance to steal the signal and watch him get beat, I hope you can, because he's just the most despicable athlete, I think, in all of combat sports. It's my opinion. Some people love him. I don't love him, without a doubt. Kobe Covington, I hope he gets drilled tonight. Because here's a guy that's Dana White's boy. I mean, without a White, because Dana White, of course, runs the UFC plantation. And you don't think it's a plantation? Come on. The guys get 10% of the money. I'll say it again. Hoes working on the streets of San Francisco for pimps. Take that back. We don't have any hoes in the streets of the city of San Francisco anymore. You got to go to Oakland now. But those hoes working in Oakland, they're not working for 10 cents on the dollar. Imagine that. You send your girl out to work, sexual favors. Guess what, baby? You're going to make $100. I'm going to give you $10 on top of that. But they couldn't get away with it there in the street. But they can get away with the UFC because Dana's the only show in town. You know, Scott Coker and those guys, they dropped the ball with Strikeforce, no doubt about that. I mean, the International Fight League's trying to get along with Francis Ngannou being their so-called heavyweight champion if they ever get around to that. But I think Ngannou's done as far as MMA's concerned. I don't know if he'll have any more fights. I mean, come on. The bottom line is he beat the world heavyweight champion. Francis Ngannou is the uncrowned world heavyweight boxing champion. Now, I know that's hard to digest, boxing fans. I know you're saying, some of you guys got the barf bag out, that kind of good stuff. I get that, okay? But it's the truth, and the truth hurts. He got licked like a stamp. The world heavyweight champion lost 6-3-1. One round was even. He lost three rounds, and he got dropped. I mean, come on. 96-93, that was an easy score without a doubt. But then again, somebody said to me, oh, come on, Pedro. You can't give a guy the heavyweight championship unless he knocks a heavyweight champion down and out. He almost did. I mean, listen. Francis Ngannou is not the second coming of Sonny Liston. He's not the second coming of Muhammad Ali. He's not the second coming of Mike Tyson. But Tyson Fury has regressed to the point where he is no longer the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, he lost to a guy that was making his pro debut. I mean, that would be like me having an outdoor exhibition here in San Francisco in front of 5,000 people at Washington Square, which I've done in the past, okay? Having an exhibition in front of 5,000 people and letting some clown beat the snot out of me. Come on, man. It was supposed to be an exhibition for Tyson Fury to make some money. This guy was a clown. That's what they thought. He couldn't fight. He couldn't lick a stamp. Bottom line is, Ngannou knocked him down. Ngannou hurt him. Ngannou made Tyson Fury look like a reluctant warrior. He was very reluctant. Doesn't want to get hit anymore. Doesn't want to do battle anymore. The bottom line is, Tyson Fury, of course, going to do his thing with Oleg Usyk sometime in 2024. Now, that's a fight that's a bit of a fraud. I mean, the WBC is going to get upset, this and that, but, you know, Francis Ngannou is the world heavyweight champion. This is without a doubt he is the world heavyweight champion. Oleg Usyk, I wish him the very best. He's probably going to kick the snot out of Tyson Fury, because if Ngannou could outbox Tyson Fury, I think Oleg Usyk has a good chance. But then again, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and Oleg Usyk is about 45 or 50 pounds naturally lighter than Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, as fat as he is, he needs to get rededicated, but he can't get rededicated. He's too old. He's done. Stick a fork in him. He's sticking around for the quid. In fact, I have a piece with him we did like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. We said, listen, I'm only boxing for a few quid. That means money. He was a boxer for anything else. Straight up, I wish him the very best luck as far as his rehab's concerned. But the end of the day is Tyson Fury is done. Sick of forking him. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to thank the people at Veev TV, Daniela and John Jackman down there in Dallas, Texas. I love you guys both, of course. And they are great. They saved rescue dogs. These people are wonderful people. They saved rescue dogs. They are just the greatest people in the entire world. Straight up. Until next time, peace, love, and respect. 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday, we'll have Larry Merchant.